Hello again, it's Tom here, back by popular demand for another audio walk from open country. The walk that I'm going to be taking you on today is approximately 4.5 miles, and it's going to take us through lovely woodland, across rugged moorland, where there should be some spectacular views across both the Wharfe and Aire valleys, and also along the wooded glade of a calming stream, which should be lovely. It's a beautiful day. The sun is streaming through the trees just near to the car where I've parked, and there's a few dappled clouds in the sky, but it's quite mild. I've got my shorts on as per usual, and I'm ready to go. The walk starts from a little village called Hawksworth, which is just outside the larger towns of Guiseley, Baildon and Menston, which some of you may know from the fame of Harry Ramsden's fish and chip restaurant, which is no longer there now, but it was definitely big back in the day. So, if you're ready, I'd like to just start off by saying thank you for joining me once again, and let's go off and join the footpath and see what we can hear, see and smell along this beautiful walking route on this spectacular day. I've started my walk by walking up from the village through a beautiful area of woodland up quite a steep path. In the wood, somebody was burning some of the brash, and there's smoke clinging to the air around the wood. So if I do start coughing, you know why. But although the smoke has produced this sort of misty effect and clouded the view a bit, with the sun streaming through the trees, it was really quite atmospheric. It created a really beautiful effect. I can still smell the smoke from where I am now. I've just come through a little gate, and I'm now walking across a field with really prominent views across Guiseley, Menston, and the Wharfe Valley stretching out beyond. Directly in front of me is the head of Otley Chevin, with a stark line of trees separating it from the farmland behind. And to my right, I can see across to Rawdon Billing, which is my regular walk, one that I shared with you on one of my earlier audio walks from open country. To my left, you may be able to hear some construction work or something like that going on. It's actually a quarry. I'm directly next to a sign that says "Danger, deep excavation," so I'm not going to venture too far over that way. In front of me, I can see the looming clock tower of Hyroyd's Estate. Now, Hyroyd's used to be one of the leading mental health hospitals in the area, but it closed, I would say, probably about 15, 20 years ago now, and it's since been converted into flats, apartments and housing as well. So I'm going to carry along this footpath along this beautiful head of the valley and carry up towards a reservoir on the top of the hill where we'll eventually cross over onto Hawksworth Moor. I've now dropped down off the ridge onto a farm track. It's quite a straight, linear farm track, which links the moor road to the bottom of the valley in Menston. Halfway along the track, which is just in my eyesight now, is the remains of an old farmhouse. And juxtaposing that to the side is a very modern, large barn building. It's quite strange to see the old next to the new. As I walk along, on my right-hand side, I've got a field full of sheep, which you will probably be able to hear in the background. And I've still got the quarry on my left, but all I can see now is a large bank which is covered in brand new tree saplings. They've all got the tree protectors around them, helping them to grow. And who knows, in 10, 20 years' time, the ridge to my left will be a beautiful wooded area of trees and forest, which should look absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to carry on up this straight track towards the Moor Road, and then I'm going to cross over onto Hawksworth Moor, where hopefully we should get even more beautiful views of the valleys around. The landscape I'm walking through now is quite starkly different to what I've been walking through so far. The lush farmland covered and dotted with sheep has now turned into this quite boggy, undulating, quite tough underfoot footpath with tufts of grass here, there and everywhere, and beautiful gorse bushes that some of which have beautiful yellow coconut smelling flowers on, and other ones have already gone to seed. And in this sunny weather, when you walk through gorse bushes that have gone to seed, you can often hear them popping and crackling as the seed pods open and disperse the seeds for the next generation of gorse bushes. To my left is a little reservoir called Reaver Reservoir, which I suppose isn't a huge reservoir, but it's the largest of a few that are dotted on this side of the valley. It does have a sailing club that inhabits it. There's no boats out there on the at the moment, but I can see a few buoys dotted about. And beyond that, I can see across to the ridge of Baildon Moor, which is, again, very rugged in its stature. And then beyond there, I can see a line of wind turbines that are on the hill above Hebden Bridge, which shows how far I can see on this beautiful clear day. In the other direction, I can see across to Emley Mast, and also the mast which is a bit closer at Thackley Moor. There's also the looming figure of Lister's Mill just above Bradford, and as I scan round a bit further, I can still see the plume of smoke coming up from the wood from which I walked through earlier on. I'm going to carry on along this footpath past the reservoir, and I've just got a sneaky glimpse at the end of the footpath along the edge of a fence covered with bracken. I can see the beautiful magenta-y purple colours of the heather on the moor beyond, and it's there where I will probably speak to you next. The last section of my walk was along the edge of quite a busy road that cuts through Hawksworth Moor. So it's quite a welcome change just to step through a stile and be surrounded by all of this beautiful purple heather stretching as far as the eye can see. The flowers themselves don't really emit much of a smell, but coupled together with the bracken, there's this distinctive sweet woody smell that is definitive of British moorland. The day on which I'm recording this audio walk is actually the 1st of September, and from about early August to the middle of September is probably the best time to come out and see this wonderful wash of purple flowers before it goes that woody, gnarly brown colour for the rest of the year. It's just that one window where, as I look closer at some of this heather in front of me, it's just alive with bees and butterflies making use of the nectar from the flowers. Also, this area of moorland where I am now is cut through by quite a few streams where the landowner has obviously tried to channel the water down off the moor, and it's resulted in a few really grand looking bridges that lead to nowhere. They're just covered in bracken and heather. And then at the end of the path, there's a huge iron sluice gate, which is currently open, letting the water gush through. It's quite rusty and gnarly, but it chimes in with the colours of the moorland, and it's just really fitting, even though it's a little man-made feature. As much as I'm resigned to do so, unfortunately in a moment I'm going to have to tear myself away from this beautiful purple carpet with the sun beating down and the backdrop of a beautiful blue sky. But hopefully the next section of our walk will be equally as spectacular, if not in a slightly different way, as we follow the stream down into the valley towards Bayledon into a lovely wooded glade. We now find ourselves once again walking through farmland. The landscape has changed once again quite dramatically from that rugged moorland to rolling green fields dotted with beautiful trees. I'm currently standing under a beautiful oak tree that's providing a bit of shelter from what is quite strong sun, to say that we're now into September. I've just been walking along this quite narrow footpath in between two dry stone walls, and it's quite damp underfoot. There must be a natural spring somewhere feeding it. And on my right, we've got that sweet, almost sharp smell of Himalayan balsam that's growing up alongside the wall. I've also walked through this quite busy farmyard with skips here, there and everywhere, and rubble, quite unkempt in a way, but in it there were these two beautiful old tractors, and I'm sure most of you listening to this will know that I have a weird love of smelling old farm machinery, so I'm trying to subdue my excitement here, but it really was quite exhilarating for my nose. Anyway, we'll leave that there and continue along this narrow path down into the woods. I've now made it down to the fringes of what is imaginatively named Old Wood, where, as you can probably imagine, there's quite a few old trees dotted about. As I say, I'm just on the fringes, as the path that I'm walking on at the moment is a bridle track that links Hawksworth Moor with Bayledon Moor. So I'll return to this wood a little bit later on. But as I've just crossed this ford over the track, I just wanted to pick up on another view that I've seen as I've been walking down. And suddenly, out of nowhere, the skyline of Leeds just materialised and just made me realise how close-knit West Yorkshire is when you get a decent vantage point. So from Hawksworth Moor, you can pretty much see the extent of West Yorkshire right through from Keighley and the Aire Valley at one end through to Leeds and Bradford at the other. There's a beautiful sound overhead of swallows. There's nothing better, I don't think, than the sound of swallows on a beautiful summery day like today. It just lifts the mood completely. And I suppose I ought to be making the most of this sound, because I'm sure that they'll be soon thinking about returning to their home grounds in Africa, ready for the autumn and winter ahead. I'm now on quite a pronounced track which runs down from a farm towards Bealden Wood Lane, which takes you up onto Bealden Moor and into Bealden beyond. We'll be crossing that in a moment and heading into the woodland beyond to this stream that I've been promising for quite a while now. But as I hear the rumbling of a tractor with a baler on the back just on the other side of the valley, it just has made me look at the view once more and see how it's changed. I've now come round in a loop from where we were on top of the moor above Hawksworth and Rever Reservoir. I can now see the dam wall of Rever Reservoir, which is now at the other side of the valley to me. And once again, that distinctive plume of smoke that met me at the very beginning of this walk. And again, the familiar sight of the Billing on the horizon as well, reminding me that even though it feels like I am quite away from home, that home is only just round the corner. I suppose one of the positive things that I've taken out of this coronavirus time and the lockdown is how diverse and wonderful my local area is. And I mean, I'm only 3 miles away from my front door here, and it's a path that I'm not really very familiar with until I staked out this audio walk today. So even within my local area, I'm amazed at what I can find, even after being locked down in it for the last 3 or 4 months. So let's carry on along this track, and I promise that we will get to this stream eventually. You may now be able to hear the promised stream babbling away in the background. I've just entered into what is called Hawksworth Spring Wood, and it was a beautiful entry through some young oak saplings which are already covered in acorns, ready for the autumn season. As I look to my right hand side, there's a rowan tree with some fungus growing on it, and to the left is quite a dense area of holly. It's been a lovely walk down to this woodland. Not only have the views been absolutely spectacular, I've also seen quite a plethora of wildlife as well, from a grasshopper that decided to jump across my path to a kestrel that darted across it at one point. In the trees on one side, I also heard the distinctive cry of a green woodpecker. And on top of that, I walked past a field of beautiful Jersey cattle. And in my humble opinion, I think Jersey cows are one of the most attractive breeds of cow. So I'm going to enjoy the peace of this woodland now as I walk down further towards the stream, which I'll walk, we'll walk along it for a little while before we make our way back up the other side of the valley and back into Hawksworth village. As I've now got right down into the heart of this woodland and the stream is now immediately on our left, although the sun is still coming through the trees, it's noticeably cooler and darker. It's quite a moody but lovely atmosphere in here. But it's also a sign of autumn just being round the corner. As I speak, I've just seen a heron take off from the edge of the stream and just flash through the woodland further downstream, obviously just slightly disturbed by my voice. It really is a peaceful wonderland in here. The majority of the trees in this woodland are oak, but there are a few beech trees sticking through as well. And I can see one of my all-time favourite trees on my left-hand side, the silver birch. I must make a note to come back here in the autumn, because from my perspective as a photographer, to have a silver birch in the middle of oaks and beech trees, which are often very russet browns when they come out in the autumn, but yet the silver birch has that lovely vibrant yellow colour that just cuts through and just adds a bit of colour contrast to a beautiful woodland photograph. It's just lovely just to stand here in one place for a little while and just smell the beautiful woodland smells around me and listen to the not only the birds in the trees but also that calming rush of the water. I certainly left all of that road noise and the noise from that quarry that we were nearby earlier on in this walk behind. It really is beautiful. I've now left the stream behind. I've walked up quite a steep path which is taking me back up out of the wooded valley back towards the village of Hawksworth. And to be honest, it's nice to have a bit of a breather because it really is quite steep. Although I'm starting to leave the woodland, the trees are still quite dense here. The path that I've walked up through has just been awash with holly. It's almost been like a holly archway that I've been walking through for what seems like about 100 metres or more. As I get further up out of the wood, the sun starts to become a bit more prominent and it's just getting a bit lighter and definitely warmer as I've been climbing up this hill. The floor is also alive with blackbirds just foraging in the undergrowth. And there's often the hum of a bee that just buzzes by. Anyway, I think my breather's over. I better get cracking and head further on up this path. Now left the woods behind and I'm back in that beautiful rolling farmland landscape. The memory of those woods though will stay with me for quite a while. The path's now levelled out a bit, it's still undulating and still climbing up back towards the village of Hawksworth. On my right hand side I've just walked past what is known as the Bradford Golf Club, and to my left is just wide open farmland with fields of cows dotted with trees and dry stone walls and fences as far as my eye can see at the moment until it meets the moor just beyond. Behind me is Baildon Moor and Bradford, and ahead of me is the village of Hawksworth and my destination. And it appears like that plume of smoke has now gone away. So whoever was having that bonfire in the wood has obviously either put it out or it's just burnt out now. So we're now on the last leg of our journey. It really has been a spectacular walk, not only for the views, but for the wildlife and that beautiful area of woodland by the stream as well. I hope you've really enjoyed joining me on this walk as much as I've enjoyed your company. If you have, then please check out our other audio walks at opencountry.org.uk, and hopefully I'll catch up with you on another one soon. But until then, thank you once again for listening.